Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 644. The topic is mindset and the title is Breathe. What can I do right now? Overwhelmingly, one of the aspects of being a personal trainer that has become more and more apparent as I've gotten further along in my career. So I've been a personal trainer now for 18 years, and over those years, I've learned a lot about what would make a successful personal trainer and how much of that has to do with things outside of simply just training and nutrition. For example, how good of a teacher you are. Your teaching skills is very important because you know what you mean as a trainer, but how do you get someone else to know what you mean? And along with that becomes like communicational skills. So like, do you have good verbal communication? Do you have good body language? That's something I talk with when I help with trainer development and the interns we have from the local university and stuff, is body language can make a big difference. You know, if you're pointing at somebody, if you're always, you know, squared up shoulder to shoulder, it can seem very confrontational. Whereas there are, you know, palms up hand gestures that are better, standing a little bit kind of actually crooked to somebody or where you're slightly turned away from them, that helps as well. There's a lot to do with that. And then also the importance of managing life outside of training and nutrition. So people feeling stressed and kind of just crazy areas of life with mental and emotional health, they're going to have a hard time following their nutrition and training programs. So if somebody doesn't like themselves and they don't deem themselves to be worthy of happiness, and this can be for various reasons, they're not going to follow the training and nutrition plan correctly. They're going to make a little bit of progress, start to question whether it's worth it. Maybe they won't follow the program correctly because it is selfish in a way to take time to eat right. It can feel selfish to take time to exercise. So they don't want to take that time for themselves. So those are challenges you run into. You also run into challenges of people just feeling overwhelmed, overburdened with life. So they don't have, or they just need help with time management, energy management, just deciding what in life is urgent versus what's important and how to manage themselves better throughout the day. If I want a client to follow a training plan, if I want them to follow a nutrition plan, I have to ensure that they have the mental and emotional capabilities to do so. And that's something that, as I've learned more about how to help other people, I also have learned more about how to help myself. And it's amazing what I can handle now in business and in life, 9.5 years into opening my business, like Brutal Iron Gym, compared to when I first started. When I first started, I was overwhelmed, so much to do all the time, and it was crazy. Now I do infinitely more, and it's still crazy, but I definitely feel a better balance with balancing personal life and professional life. So I run the gym itself. I run myself as a nutritionist and personal trainer. So those are kind of like two different businesses. I also have some other things I do on the side. I have relationships I want to balance as well. And there's just a lot of things going on. So I've learned to improve my navigation in my life of handling all that stress, as well as learning how to help other people handle stress. And that has helped me do a better job adhering to my goals in life, the actions that are going to lead to my goals. How can I be more consistent with training? How can I be more consistent with nutrition? How can I be more consistent towards the other actions that I want to take in life? Financial health, spiritual health, you know, listening to, you know, a sermon or a podcast every day about connecting with God. That's something that's important to me. Also, if I want like financial health, can I take care of myself doing self-care treatments where I can handle my emotional and mental needs where I don't feel like I have to do retail therapy? I don't have to buy something to feel happy. And that's something that's important that I've been able to navigate and play with in my own life. So what I wanted to talk about today is when I talk with clients and we try to navigate the emotional and mental aspects of life to help them better adhere to their training and nutrition programs, almost always, it's very, very, very often, that the advice that I give is stuff that they already know. They just have too much mental clutter to be able to see it. They have the what ifs, you know, what about this, what about that, I need to do this, I need to do that, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, and, you know, this person needs that thing, this person needs that thing, you know, but then I need this, I need that. So there's a lot of internal struggle, internal turmoil, internal dialogue that clutters them from being able to see what's best for them, even if what's best for them seems pretty obvious once it's pointed out. So what I wanted to do today was provide an explanation of something that I actually do in my own life. And that is in the title, is when I'm feeling overwhelmed, if I'm feeling unhappy with something about my life, if I'm feeling negative towards myself, maybe I'm screwing up something, maybe I don't think I have high value or something like that. And in general, when life doesn't seem to be going the way that I want it to, one of the things I do is I remind myself to breathe. Just stop, calm down, and ask myself, what can I do right now? So if I am feeling overwhelmed with daily burdens, there's a million things I have to do, there's a million things I want to do, just for me and for my own goals, but then there's all this external crap that life is throwing on me as well. What can I do with that? It's very common and totally okay to feel frustrated with that at times, to feel overwhelmed at times. And we have talked about in past podcasts on how to handle some of those kind of like just normal everyday stresses. And that was in a podcast titled Calming the Whirlwind, which is podcast number 596. If you ever have trouble trying to find the actual podcast, just shoot us an email and I'll be able to send you the direct link. But in that podcast, Calming the Whirlwind, we talk about how to manage everyday stress. The stress that seems to come up every day, no matter what you do, you can plan your life perfectly, but life gets in the way as well. So how do we handle that? Some of the things we talk about in that podcast are very helpful, and they give actual, I think it's like four or five actual examples of things or ideas or concepts that you can apply. And what I wanted to do in this one was also just run down some extra ideas. Is if we're feeling overwhelmed with everyday activities, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, here's an example. Like I wanted to get to the gym today by a specific time frame. I had to go and run an errand first, which involved me going to the bank. I went to the bank, however, they changed their hours. So all of a sudden, I thought I was there at the right time. So if they open at, say, 9, I thought, but now all of a sudden they didn't open till 10, I was there at like 9:30, 9:40. Well, crap, what do? You know, do I leave and try to come back at another time? Or do I sit there and waste time, it feels like, for 20 minutes doing nothing? Well, I decided to wait, and I decided to make a post on social media, which helped promote the gym. I texted a friend, and I listened to a podcast that was helpful towards one of my daily goals. So in that 20 minutes, I took care of three things that were important to me. Rather than thinking that I had 20 minutes that were stolen from me and that I would have to waste. So these are things that I ask myself is, okay, what can I do right now? If I'm here, if I'm stuck for 20 minutes, what can I do? If I'm here and I'm running late and I have a million things to do and I don't have any time to do all of them, you can stop, breathe, and ask yourself, what's the most important thing that needs done that I can do in the time that I have? It's simply asking ourselves these questions, calming down enough to decipher through all the rattling chaos that's going on in our mind. So one of the things you can do right now, if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, is to make a list. You can do it on your phone, you can do it on a piece of paper and a pen, whatever you have on you. But if you are feeling overwhelmed in the middle of the day or any time, just stop and breathe. Make a list of all the things that you're thinking of. Make a list of all the things that you think you need to do. Make the list. Then write down next to each thing how long you think it'll take to do that thing. Then look at the time you have right now and decide what's best to do. So you can rank them in order of importance as well as listing down the times. And you might find that you have 20 minutes. You have one thing that's not that important that would only take about 20 minutes. But you have two things that are really important that might take 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes to do. It's better to try to crank out those two more important things than that one less important thing. So we need to be able to decipher urgent versus important. Life will tell us what it wants us to do. Things that are going to feel urgent in the moment, but they're not important in the grand scheme of things. So we talk about this actually in podcast number 367, titled Urgent versus Important. We discuss that actually in regards to a training. I would have to navigate my training so that way I'm always addressing the most important things versus the urgent, what seems important in the moment, but it's not important in the big scheme of things, the big grand view. So this is what we want to ask ourselves is, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, what can I do right now? I can stop, I can make a list. I can prioritize that list, I can write the time associated with each item on that list, then I can crank them out based on that list, and what's most important, get done first. If you're ever feeling stalled out and you're like, oh my God, there's just too many things to do, I feel paralyzed, then pick the low-hanging fruit first. Meaning do what's easiest to do first. Get the ball rolling. Get some momentum. Get a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of success that can build you up to doing the bigger things. So sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed, if it feels like it's too much, just pick off a few things at the bottom of the list. Just get a couple things off the list, declutter your mind a little bit, and then move on. So there are these types of viewpoints that we can have, these types of self-questions to give us awareness in the moment we're in that helps a lot. So if you're feeling unhappy with life, maybe you're feeling just kind of like, man, you know, this is not the life that I wanted. Everything's pulling me in a million directions. I don't feel like everything is the way that I want it. It's not the way that I dreamed it to be. It's not the way that I feel like it should be. These moments, when we feel these moments, can be very overwhelming. They can be stressful. They can be depressing. They can leave us paralyzed. However, what we need to do is to breathe and ask ourselves, what can I do right now? So in regards to making your life better, don't underestimate the power of 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you can get a workout. In 10 minutes, you can make a phone call. So if you're feeling like, oh man, I'm not as good of a friend as I want to be, or I wish I felt more connected with this person or that person, I wish I had a better relationship, 10 minutes. Just take 10 minutes, give them a text, give them a phone call, shoot them an email. You can even do self-care in 10 minutes. You can just turn off all sounds around you, sit in silence, take some deep breaths, and just try to calm your heart rate down. There's amazing moments of self-care available in just 10 minutes. Hell, you can sing in the shower. Stay a little bit longer in the shower and sing some songs. But you can do a lot in 10 minutes. You can take care of your physical health. You can take care of your emotional health, your mental health, relational health, financial health. Even just taking 10 minutes to budget how you spent your money in the last day or two. See, have I spent it wisely? Where am I maybe overspending it? If you spent 10 minutes a day just paying attention to your money, it'd be amazing how much more control you'd feel over it. There is a lot of power in 10 minutes. So don't underestimate that. So if you want a better life, breathe. Ask yourself, what can I do right now? If I set a 10-minute timer, what can I do right now in the next 10 minutes that will allow me to feel a happier feeling towards my life, more in control of my life, working more towards the life that I want? You can listen to podcasts while doing mindless activities. So I listen to podcasts all the time. I listen to podcasts while I'm driving. I listen to podcasts while I fold clothes, while I cook food. I listen to podcasts because they are a way to get somebody else's mental intelligence into my life. It's amazing that we have access to anyone we pretty much want in regards to books and audiobooks and podcasts and, you know, YouTube videos and stuff like that. It's amazing how many great minds we can connect with. that we can get ideas from through podcasts and books. And it doesn't take enormous time investment. You don't have to set aside an hour a day to read. That can be impossible for some people. Simply doing audiobooks or doing podcasts while you're doing mindless activities like folding clothes, cooking food, da-da-da-da-da. That can be so, so, so beneficial. You can also look into, if you'd like more money, you can turn your hobby into a business. You can do side hustles. So I know a client of mine right now, they are in the future, they've already been notified that they're going to be losing their job, unfortunately. So they picked up a side hustle delivering food in the evenings to help pay for training sessions. While they're delivering the food, they actually listen to the podcast so they can learn more about how to do their own training if and when it comes to a time that they can't afford the training sessions with me. I mean, that is insane. Like, but by the way, that is incredibly, just makes me feel honored that somebody would go through that much work and effort to be able to spend time with me to work towards their physical fitness and physical health. So thank you very much to that person. I feel very honored that you're doing that. But it also shows others. It's a great story, a great testament to others of what can be done. So they said they were sitting at home, weren't really doing much some of the evenings, so they decided to go ahead and deliver food. They deliver food a couple evenings a week. They listen to a podcast. Maybe they'll text or call a friend, and they make some side money. And it's time that they would have been kind of not doing much productive anyhow. So they're able to do a little bit of side things while they're doing that side hustle, and they're making some money. So I know other people who've turned like their hobbies into businesses. I know somebody who gives virtual like music lessons, like on guitar. They do like Zoom lessons on guitar. They'll actually connect with like an older adult learning the guitar or a younger kid learning the guitar, and they'll talk them through like just a Zoom kind of music lesson. It's amazing. So they love playing music, and they said, "Hey, you know what? If I do that a couple hours a week, you know, I can afford the gym. I can afford some maybe equipment at home if they wanted, some extra nutrition plans or training plans. They can go out with friends." Well, I can't do that anymore. Can't really go out anymore, but they have more play money. And it allows them to feel like they're living more towards the life that they want. They have more freedom to do things that they find fun and enjoyable in life because they're willing to put in the extra work to do that side hustle to get the money that is helpful towards those things. So it's amazing when you see what people are willing to do when they really, truly want something to work. So if they really want some extra money, they'll find a way to go out and get it. So it isn't always that easy, but there are a ton of ways people can make extra money nowadays that don't require like enormous amount of time and effort and energy. You don't even have to go back to school for certain things. You can even make sure that you actually enjoy it. It could be a passion or something that you already do. So someone else I know got into the business of making stickers for like planning books and sticker books and stuff that they like. And that's a freaking awesome idea. It's amazing to see people taking control of their life and having fun and making money out of something that they would be doing for free anyhow. And they also get to help other people. So the person who loves making music, they get to help somebody else learn how to make music. What a gift. So these are things and ways in which if I'm unhappy with the way my life is going, if I just stop for a second, I breathe, and I think to myself, what can I do right now to address that? Like we said, in just 10 minutes, you can get a workout, you can get a phone call, you can get a silent meditation, you can sing in the shower, you can do self-care, you can take care of emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, relational, financial healths in just 10 minutes. There's tons and tons of power of what is available to you, how much of your life is still modifiable and still within your control. If somebody's feeling self-negative, so they don't like the way they look, they don't like the way they, something about themselves, like the way they are, you know, just whatever it might be, if they're beating themselves up, they have negative self-talk. Well, breathe. Stop for a second. Just take a breath. Ask yourself, if this is something that I truly don't like, what can I do right now to address it? Rather than continuing to live in it, live with the unhappiness, what can I do to start working my way out of that? What can I do to start taking control, living more of the life that I want to have? And again, it can be done in very quick time frames. So you can take the time if you want like more better physical health. Take the time to listen to a podcast or read a resource about nutrition. You can take the time to go throw the junk food out of the house. Clean up your kitchen. Like I said before, you can do a 10-minute workout. You can call a friend and ask for it to be your accountability partner. See if you both can work towards physical fitness and health together. So there's a ton of things you can do. If you don't like the way you are about something, see if you can find an audiobook or podcast that discusses that and gives advice against it or how to address it. There's tons and tons of ways for us to be proactive towards the things we don't like. We just have to get out of our own way. We have to be able to see past the clutter that is in our mind. How can we do that? Is by just stopping, taking a second to breathe, and asking ourselves, what can I do right now? What's available to me in this moment for me to live my better life? It's possible. I help people do it all the time. Every single week I talk with people about better time management, energy management, how to better protect themselves against people who are abusive emotionally to them, how to set better boundaries for when life pushes things on them, but they have their own needs they need to take care of. I talk to people all the time about this stuff. So if you're in that position and you would like some support, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. We're here. We're happy to help. Let us know what you're struggling with, and we can help you declutter. We can help you see a clearer path on what you can actually do to create a difference. It is possible. It just sometimes needs an extra set of eyes. And we can do that for you. Just reach out to us. We're always happy to help. So hopefully this podcast helped in the sense of trying to recognize that when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel stressed, when life just isn't the way we want, when we're talking negatively on ourselves, when there is something in our life going against the way we want it to be, stop. Breathe and ask yourself, what can I do right now? No matter what it is, do it. Just do something. Do anything. The significance sometimes doesn't matter at all in the action itself, but simply in the fact that you are taking action. A better life is available to you. It's out there. It can be yours. Just need to declutter your mind and stay proactive in thinking, what can I do in this very moment? You add up moment by moment by moment, and you get a much better life. Great. Okay. If you like this podcast, please share with family and friends. If you think anybody you know is struggling, please share it with them. You can share it on social media. You can share it via text, email, anything like that. But if you think this will be supportive to somebody, whether it's this podcast or just our podcast overall, you think it would help somebody in their life, make sure you share it. And we appreciate it when you do. Because the more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us on our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.